It's Friday, March 11th, AD 2022. This is The World View in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. The 20-year-old daughter of a Muslim cleric who converted to Christianity was found murdered on March 7th in northern Iraq, reports International Christian Concern. The assassination of Maria Sami is suspected to have been retaliation by her family following a TikTok video she posted where she was singing Christian songs. According to the Christian news site Ankawa Today, quote, her brother and uncle killed her yesterday, end quote. Maria's brother has been arrested. Proverbs 21 verse 15 says, when justice is done, it is a joy to the righteous, but terror to evildoers. She had been forced into marriage at the age of 12, separated from her husband, and championed women's rights through TikTok videos which had hundreds of thousands of views. Jeff King, president of International Christian Concern, said, quote, for someone born as a Muslim, to be open about exploring Christianity is a tremendous act of bravery, as most Muslim background believers in the region face intense pressure from both their families and communities, end quote. On CBS Sunday Morning, Secretary of State Antony Blinken announced a new policy toward Russia. Listen as the CBS host asks him a question about our engagement overseas.
If, for instance, the Polish government, a NATO member, wants to send fighter jets, does that get a green light from the U.S., or are you afraid that that will escalate tension?
No, that gets a green light. In fact, we're talking with our Polish friends right now about what we might be able to do to backfill their needs. If, in fact, they choose to provide these fighter jets to the Ukrainians, what could we do? How can we help to make sure that they get something to backfill the planes that they're handing over to the Ukrainians?
Fox News host Tucker Carlson elaborated.
Are you afraid that will escalate tension, asks the scriptreader, because even a CBS News anchor knows that sending fighter jets to a war usually does that. No, replies Tony Blinken, that gets a green light. Going forward, Blinken explained, the Biden administration will use Poland as a cutout to send fighter jets to the government of Ukraine. Those jets will be used to fight the Russian military. Blinken announced this in a calm, even tone that suggested this was conventional procedure, business as usual, nothing to worry about. But in fact, it's not typical. It's a very big step. It could turn out to be a pivot point in history. It's a remarkable exchange. What are we watching here? What we're watching is the beginning of a war between the United States and Russia. If that sounds jarring, what else would you call it? The Biden administration just inserted itself with force into the middle of a hot war between two foreign powers. That means the United States is now an active participant in a war. We are at war with Russia.
Financial woes coupled with a barrage of horrifying scenes from Ukraine as Russia continues its invasion have pushed a majority of Americans to unprecedented levels of stress, according to a new report from the American Psychological Association. The association's annual Stress in America poll, published Thursday, found that U.S. adults, already weary from 2 years of the COVID-19 pandemic, are now overwhelmingly troubled by inflation and the war in Ukraine. According to the results, 87% of those surveyed cited rising costs of everyday items, such as groceries and gas, as, quote, a significant source of stress, end quote. In a year when Roe v. Wade could be overturned, it seemed odd that Matt Schlapp, the chairman of the American Conservative Union, which hosts the annual Conservative Political Action Conference, cut out all pro-life panels from the lineup, reports LifeSiteNews.com. CPAC took place between February 24th and 27th. Jeremiah 1 verse 5 says, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart. In a lengthy Twitter thread, Allison Santafani, a pro-life communications specialist who has worked for Alliance Defending Freedom, Concerned Women for America, and Live Action, was upset. She declared, quote, this year not a single speaker or session focused on abortion, not one on the threat to women's sports, not one on religious liberty, not one on family, marriage, sex trafficking, pornography. To let Matt Schlapp know that you object to his decision to cut the pro-life panels, call the American Conservative Union at 202-347-9388. That's 202-347-9388. or email him at contact@conservative.org. And by the way, let me know that you contacted him at adam@theworldview.com. And finally, the best-selling children's book series, The Wingfeather Saga, has released a new trailer for the first season after becoming the number one crowdfunded animated children's series in the world. Described as Lord of the Rings meets Princess Bride, The Wingfeather Saga is based on the best-selling novels by Andrew Peterson. To create the series, VeggieTales and DreamWorks veteran Chris Wall has partnered with Angel Studios, following in the footsteps of The Chosen, the record-breaking first multi-season series about Jesus. The Wingfeather Saga offered fans the opportunity to invest in the family-friendly animated series, and nearly $5 million has already been raised. The team enlisted veteran artists from studios such as Pixar, DreamWorks Animation, Disney, Blue Sky, and Nickelodeon to help bring the visuals to the screen. And that's The World View in 5 minutes, on this Friday, March 11th in the year of our Lord, 2022. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.